Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the leadership team of Relate365.com. In Philippians 4:8, it says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." That's a great verse to have displayed wherever you're using media. God gives us guidelines in Scripture. Sometimes people come to me and say, "Well, I can watch this, or this doesn't hurt me." The question that we really need to ask is it true? Is it honorable? Is it just? Is it pure? Is it lovely? Is it something that will cause us to love God more and our fellow man more? Does it honor people? Does it honor God? Are women used in this at all, in any way, shape, or form? Is greed displayed as normal and right and something that we should all pursue? Are there things that are going into our minds that do not fit the pattern of being true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, worthy of praise? If there are those things going in our mind, it is our mind that eventually controls us. And our mind will eventually begin to think things it shouldn't think. The old argument might be valid when people ask, "Does media influence people, or have people influenced media?" I would say that Satan knows how to get into our heads, and he's really good at it. And what he does is try and get into our minds in an acceptable manner to us. So what has to happen is we have to approve of the information coming in. And once we approve of it, no matter what it is, it can keep slowly deviating till it's so far from the truth that we no longer know the truth. This is evident when we look at the fruit in our lives. There are people today who live their lives angry, depressed. They live their lives anxious. They live their lives self-centered. These are not fruits of the Spirit I just listed. Those are fruits of the flesh. A lot of our struggles in life come from the fact that we haven't absorbed what's true and honorable and just and pure and lovely and commendable and excellent and praiseworthy. Instead, we're entertained by evil, violence. We're entertained by thugs, by things that should not amuse us. We need to be careful about what goes into our mind, because our mind does not have a delete button. We are not computer hard drives, we're humans. And our minds are something that Satan is trying to control through very clever means. Be careful. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team.